Obviously, Rob doesn't know what silence means anymore because he...
The mics weren't on.
They were here.
They weren't on through Sam.
Oh.
I'm producing the show.
Oh, okay. So do my volumes over here mean anything at this point?
Yeah, the volume's there. You can move them up.
Because I can't hear you at all.
How about now?
How about that?
We were fine with me and Hollis and Pops doing it.
That would be Pops, Hollis, and myself.
I really missed them.
Illiterate bastard.
Turn my headphones up, please.
Where are you?
Are you guys?
How about now?
There you go.
Everybody, I'm fucking back. Kiss my dick. Hello, Philadelphia. Welcome to episode 25?
Correct.
Of the Sports Blizzard. This is Quimby back from 3 months out of the country. And in all fairness, happy to be back and happy to see all of you guys, man. Seriously.
Right. It's good to see you too, man.
It was nice for a little while, and then it was like, okay, it's...
Did you do what I did?
Which was?
Get ready to call me to go be a degenerate.
Oh. Yeah. I got in at like 11:30. I'm like, think he's up. I'm like, no, he's smoking a bone and eating a pizza or he's passed out.
Can we go there tonight? We haven't been there in 3 months.
No. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. What am I going to, by the time we go, I'm going to be fucking wrecked. No.
We're missing like one person.
Who's that?
BTP, bitches.
He'll be back next week. Anyway. On the Sports Blizzard, we would like to go over our sponsors real quick, making sure because we do have a couple of changes. First, and always foremost, Miller Lite. Everybody, if you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. As of the Phillies home opener, the Green Legion and the Sports Blizzard is saying goodbye to Yards Brewery. They are not going to be sponsoring us anymore. It's okay. We had a nice run with them. We're going to be looking for another craft brew over the next few months before we get into football season. But we appreciate everything that we've done with Yards over the years, and we're going to continue to say good things about them, just not as much as we used to. And we hope they're well. Mr. Keough, I've known you for 30 years. You're a good man. All the best to you and your operation. No hard feelings at all. Just time to go in different directions. Do not forget, however, about our stateside vodka sponsors. I saw some of the owners earlier today. They are high on the list of sponsors.
Most sold vodka in Pennsylvania, stateside. Came out last week.
Excellent. Good. Well, there's a reason for it. It's because it's distilled right here in beautiful historic Fishtown with that premium Schuylkill Punch water. Excellent. Do not forget, of course, about our friends over at Bucks County Baseball Company. JP, I'm going to be calling you and bothering the shit out of you soon enough. Do not forget about our friend Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
We've been waiting to find out where he is.
Mike McVeigh at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Let's say that again. It is not three numbers in some place near nuclear wasteland. He is at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. He is an excellent individual to buy a vehicle from. We recommend highly you speak to him. And now, of course, you have more than just Jeep. We've got Chrysler and Jeep. Ooh. What's that line? What movie? What kind of music do you play here? Oh, we got both kinds, country and Western.
Is that the Blues Brothers?
That is. Yeah. Do not forget about the Cavanaugh's restaurants and a new one sort of up in Trenton, which we'll talk about soon enough. But my buddy Kenny Hutchings, we were just down in Panama together fishing for the week. He had an excellent, excellent fucking trip. My man caught a fish of a lifetime, 60-pound rooster fish, which you do not see ever.
Damn,
ever.
Man.
Ever.
Damn.
I caught one that was 5 pounds. He caught one that was fucking 60. But do not forget, yes, River Deck will be opening at the end of the month. Don't forget as well about Cavanaugh's Head House right off of South Street. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Check out our man Paul in the basement. And, of course, don't forget about our friends over at University City Cavanaugh's, Brian Pavlicek, our old stomping grounds. Diaz will be back next week from a small hiatus.
DTP, DTP, bitches.
Don't forget as well about our beautiful Delilah's girls. Hollis and I will be degenerates there over the next day or two. I can promise you that.
He'll go with you. He won't go with me.
Well, we go to daytime.
Well, that, yeah.
We go to daytime.
You actually work. Yeah. He and I, you know, pretend.
He's retired.
Don't forget about our Manny Young friends, Bourbon Blue, down at the bottom of Rector Street. Their balcony and deck are open now. The Bayou and Cactus right at the top of the hill to... excellent friends of the program for a very, very long time. And do not forget about the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports league in Philadelphia. And, of course, my man Ken Davies over at City Fitness Philadelphia. All of their locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Gents, I don't know a fucking thing about Philly sports right now.
Wow.
So goddamn disconnected,
what's
it wasn't
new?
Even funny. All I know is we got Howard from Chicago.
Right.
The Phillies are, what, 6-4?
7-3.
7-3.
7-3? Okay. Yeah. That's a hell of a start.
Yeah,
anybody
true.
That doesn't think April baseball matters is a dumb fuck?
Yep.
What does dumb fuck mean?
They're making a sequel right
coming
now.
To,
are they?
Yeah. Yep. Coming to America. Yep.
It's official.
A quick sideboard. I want to get you guys feel on something. I was yesterday I was watching the Sixers game. I was watching between the Sixers game and the
you
Phillies
watch
game.
You watched the Sixers
hold,
game?
Hold on.
This
hold
is
on.
You interrupting.
Hold on.
I'm pointing it out all day.
I was going to watch it, and Brent Brown's speech right before the game, he started praising, like, Dwayne Wade, and it was just like, I'm like, what the? You're supposed to be getting these young guys ready to go on a playoff run because you don't really have a bench, so you need to see who can play. And you're praising this guy because you want to give him a good send-off? I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about. Well, I knew how to feel about it because the main thing was you're supposed to have the killer instinct. I'm here to ruin Dwayne Wade's day. I don't give a damn about Dwayne Wade's day. If I'm the coach of the opposing team, I don't care about that. I'm here to see what I can do to get better into the playoffs, especially since we got ousted in the second round last year.
I think Pops has a take on that because.
Well, I mean, they can't. They've already clinched the third seed,
right?
And they can't clinch. They can't. I mean, they can't improve or make their position in any better. So I don't really see the purpose or the need to try to, you know, prove a point to him. I mean, worst case scenario, you do that, and one of your top guys get hurt.
Well, no, I wasn't saying that. What I'm saying is he was praising Dwayne Wade. Like it's like I'm cool with Dwayne Wade and all that, but you're here to see what your young guys have because yeah. You're going to see you need to our bench has been stinking up the joint the whole season,
yeah,
and we haven't it's like once when we go to the bench, they lose they have to the starters have to rush back in and don't get quality rest. So at the end
well,
of the game, they're huffing
and puffing. Since the trade with the Clippers,
right.
Our bench was pretty terrible, but I like the pickups they had there.
Yeah, I do like the pickups, but you have to see what you have. You're up here praising another guy. You got
this is the last time you're going to see him ever. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, now if they were really fighting for positioning still with the – for the third seed, then yeah, you go out there and give him a night he will probably want to forget.
I think I'm probably leaning towards your brother, only because you know, hey Dwayne, we had to put up with you another 3 years.
Yeah,
you know, you should have retired 3 years ago.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Well, I mean, my thing is, you know, it's over for. I mean, yes, it's over for him, but you know,
it was over for him 3 years ago.
I mean, but do you really want to put the stock into that one game?
No. What I'm not saying put the stock.
He's just saying is Brett Brown's focus in the right.
Yeah,
because
they're right. I mean they're resting their starters. They're rotating them in and out. Jimmy Butler was.
He said what he's saying is, quit talking about Dwayne Wade. We don't fucking care who you are. Let's get these fucking kids fired up and go out and say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Or you know if he was smart,
right.
He did it twofold.
Right.
He goes, I'm going to go out there and praise Dwayne Wade.
Right.
But you motherfuckers go tear him a new asshole.
Exactly. That's what
but I doubt he said that.
No, because when you go.
He might not have said it on camera.
He didn't say it at all because when you went back.
I said in the back. The fuck?
Yeah. But when I went back to the game, the score was 60 to 90. So I know he didn't say it in the back. That's nice.
He might have. I don't know.
How many are there? When is was that the last game?
No, it's Monday night.
They play the Bulls.
It's another debacle tonight.
Playoffs start Saturday. They don't Saturday or Sunday. They don't time, Joe.
Are we playing Brooklyn or Orlando?
We won't know until after tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably Brooklyn.
Because if we're playing Brooklyn, I'll run a trip.
Yeah, I want to go to Brooklyn.
Why not?
Because I think Brooklyn is going to give us problems. Really bad problems.
If they give us problems, we got a huge issue.
But we do got a huge issue already.
Well, I don't want to start thinking about Orlando either, because I can tell you what we're doing in the bye week this year. The Green Legion will be running the first ever Star Wars theme park trip. And that's a fact. When we put that out, Disney was putting the Star Wars theme park down in Orlando.
Right.
We said we're going to run a trip down there when it opens up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We had more response than that we had in San Diego in 2009. I swear to God.
Wow.
Man. So we will be taking care of that, too. And if I see any of our competition talking about that now, we'll know where the fuck you got it. But that's okay.
Shots fired.
He is correct, because I've seen some stuff going on that, and I didn't know it was that bad until you said something about it. And you know how it's like, I know you're in the business, so until I actually see it, I don't see how bad it is. I see how backhanded and bitch made it is, where you want to slap them. It was bad. Then they try to endear you. It's like, I'm not going with you guys. Stay the hell away from here.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm
not going to dignify them anymore. Yeah. There's gonna be a story released next week. None of them are gonna be too happy.
Yeah.
But that's food for thought for another time. So, all right, we're on basketball right now.
Okay.
You do think Brooklyn is gonna be the one that gives them a headache?
I think both Brooklyn and Orlando are gonna get with headaches, mainly because we played bad against both of them, and towards the end of all the games we played against them, we don't have a damn answer. We just seem like we just keep shooting three-pointers instead of taking it to the rack and letting them foul us and us going to the line. We have a nice lead, and it was only a couple of games this year that I saw us actually do what we're supposed to do, like take the ball to, we up by 10 or 15 points. Take the ball to the rack, make them foul you, you earn your stuff from the stripe.
Right.
We've only done that a couple of times this year, and we have to do that in the playoffs or our teams are going to come back and kick our ass.
Pops, what do you think?
Well, I think it might be easy. I mean, it might just be one of those things where you got to realize that both Orlando and Brooklyn were fighting to actually just make the playoffs about a week ago.
Right.
And now it's more or less one of those things like, okay, now it's time to really play.
Right.
So I really don't see them, either one of those teams, winning no more than one game.
Really?
There is no owner.
Wait, NBA, is it best of five in the first?
No, it's seven again?
It's
seven, yeah.
Didn't they go back and forth for a while? Wasn't it five in the first?
It used to be five.
And then like in the early 2000s,
yeah,
it switched to seven.
Lost. That's what drugs and alcohol do, kids. Kids, in case you want to know if your parents are right about drugs and alcohol, they are. Rob, what do you think?
They're going to sweep whoever they play in the first round. I'm not worried.
You're a sweeper?
Sweeper. Yeah, get the broom out, baby. Get him out.
I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to concede this. I haven't watched a fucking game. I got the chance to catch maybe one or two when they were national games on TNT.
Yeah.
Players only? We really like that. Oh, God. It was horrible. They had the players doing the games?
Yeah.
They're brutal.
But I don't know enough. You want to, as an outsider, consider what everybody's saying, that they have the best starting five in the league, but that starting five hasn't played well enough.
That's what he's been saying.
Yeah, he's been saying it.
They're 8-2.
They only had 10 games together.
They're 8-2 together. They're 10 games.
All right. I'm going to catch everybody. Nobody's talking over everybody today. Not happening. Done. No mas. I'm going to give everybody little green and red signs.
Okay.
Little, what do you call those, at the Brazilian steakhouse?
Leave
it up. Leave it up and you get more meat.
That's right. Green is go, baby.
Red means hold on, I got to take a break and hit the head.
Yeah. You got to go make a deposit.
Well, Green Legion announcement. If they go to Brooklyn, we will run trips up there at the very least for whatever falls on the best day.
Right.
Not thinking anything big, but if we get a couple buses up there, I'd be happy about that. I'd be pretty stoked, you know. Brooklyn's what, 2 hours, 2.5 maybe, at best?
Yeah.
You know, try to bypass traffic. Tailgate on the way up. You know, enjoy your festivities and food on the bus. We'll use our friends over at Kavanaugh's to cater again like we did for the D.C. game. And, get up there, get down. Take care of business. Maybe go up for game four if you think the broom is in order, Rob.
Get it out.
Get it out.
So wait a second. Are the Flyers still playing?
No.
Is the season over?
Yes.
When was it over?
Last weekend.
And the guy that we were trying to hire, he went to Florida.
Yeah, Quinville. Oh, and the
talk.
Tell him about it.
They hired him as soon as the season was over. The Panthers hired him. But what makes it even worse, when the Flyers lost their last game, they got another standing ovation by the Flyers fans.
Wait.
Hold on. That's not the worst, though. Listen to this. So he's having the GM is having the meeting afterwards. And so they was like, "Are you angry that you didn't get? Are you mad that you didn't get to get Glenville? Is it Glenville or Glenville?
Quinville.
That you didn't get Quinville? It's like, well, we're disappointed. You know, we wish him all the best, and we didn't get him, and we didn't get a chance to talk to him. And I was like, you didn't get a chance. But the search for the new coach will start tomorrow. You fired your other coach damn near 2 months ago. The search should have been started if the guy that you put in charge was not the man.
Well, I guess the interim coach was, you know, chasing for the playoffs. They were only like, 6 points?
And they lost 10 of 13 going down the strength.
How many points were they away when Stastny got fired?
They were probably six. Probably nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Probably six.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was six at the end
okay,
of the
year. Okay, so hold on a second. Yeah!
They had a shot.
Fucking flatline.
Two quick things. One, the first thing he said is number one priority in the offseason is to get a backup goalie for Carter Hart. Mm-hmm. That's his number one priority. Okay. And you missed.
Okay. Yeah. That's fucking important.
You missed this one last week. Talbert, their goalie, their backup goalie who played four games for him, he's currently suing the Flyers for physical and emotional damage because he said Carter Hart's an asshole and treated him horrible. And he's also suing for overtime. You can read the article. We talked about that last week.
That's what I wanted to tell you, too. That was so
funny.
Are you
kidding me?
No. What was it, four games?
Four games
he was here.
That's right.
And he's suing.
Four games and he's suing.
I'm trying to get paid, baby.
Emotional damage.
Emotional distress.
Just imagine what a lot of us are emotionally. Can we? Civil suit? No. Class action suit.
To the team.
Man.
Everybody. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and they also raised season ticket prices by 30%.
30%?
Yep. Across the board.
Because Al Borghetti. He was telling me, he was like, his tickets are $1,000 a month now.
Al, I am fucking useless Morgani.
Yes.
Can I tell everybody what his real name is?
What is it?
Oh, it's something fucked up.
Because I know he had a kind of a weird upbringing. That's
a shock because he's a pretty weird fucking dude.
He's always been pretty cool to be.
Hey, Al, we appreciate you not coming to L.A. We appreciate you making me pay for your flight. We appreciate you making me pay for your hotel room. And we appreciate Spike Eskin lying that your flight was canceled when, in fact, you just didn't fucking get on it. I guess Spike doesn't realize that I can look at a manifest daily for every airline and see what planes took off and which. Oh, the wind was really bad here today, so Al's flight got canceled. Really?
Now, I would if you'd have asked me, I would have told you that he doesn't ever want to do trips. Every time they come up, put it this way, we be in those meetings, and they suggest a trip. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Those are his exact words. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, if I knew that that's how I was going to go, I would have told you, because he never goes like the Clearwater.
Well, then don't come. I mean, I don't need you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you bring to the fucking table to begin with.
Exactly. Well, see, the thing was, if they'd have just told you that. It would have been cool.
Yeah, save me fucking $1,500.
$1,500, But sometimes I don't know what they do.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so we're pretty much done with
basketball.
With basketball, we're done with hockey.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Thank God. So the Philadelphia Flyers, this is our year, volume 46.
I thought it was volume 44.
43, 44, what was it?
It doesn't matter. It's in the
40s. Another one
closed.
Yeah, it's in the 40s.
volume.
Another chapter closed.
No, it's volume.
volume. You know what we do need to talk about a little bit here, and we'll do so coming out of break. I think this is probably a good time to take a one song. Mm-hmm. For the purists out there, tomorrow is a big day. Start of the first major of the year, the Masters.
Ooh.
And in all fairness, if you're going to watch golf, if somebody forces you to do it. Honestly, this is the one, and the players next month is two excellent tournaments, but this one obviously has more luster and history than anything else. And I think maybe what we'll do is I have some teams to put in for my DraftKings lineups.
Right.
So maybe we'll talk about some players and put a couple teams in, because I do know fantasy golf. I don't know fantasy football. I don't know fantasy baseball. I definitely don't know fantasy basketball. And I don't think I could tell you how to spell Flyers at this point.
Do you know who in 1962 at the Masters?
Here it comes.
What? At the Masters, it was the first time it ever happened, a three-way tie. Guess who won?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Tiger Woods.
No.
What's wrong with you?
62.
You hold on to your black man. Go ahead, baby. Yeah. Hold on. 62?
It should be easy.
Well, I mean, we'd go with Arnold Palmer, but.
Boom. All right. But it was the first time there was a three-way play.
But hold on. Oh. What I want to try to do is say who was in that playoff, okay. And I want to say.
Jack Nicholson?
No.
That's
later.
Jack Nicholson is in The Shining, by the way. Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholas.
You know who I'm talking
about.
No.
You know
who I'm talking about.
The Golden Bear.
He just got offended there.
You got to say the Golden
Bear. Who were the
other
two?
I got to look it up because I wrote it down. It should look up. It happened 2 days ago.
He brought shit up.
Well, just making it up.
Well, no, but it's
I was
it's from,
wrong.
It's from a couple of days. No, because Jack Nicholas did something later on, and he wasn't really in that era. It happened a couple of days ago because the Masters are coming up.
It's only so many of them they talk about.
I know. Yeah,
are they popular guys?
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
All right.
No. It's 1962. Damn.
I don't know how old is Phil Mickelson.
He ain't that old. He played with Tiger.
Ben Hogan? Not one of them?
I was thinking it was going to be Ben Hogan.
I'll look it up.
Dal Fitzgerald and Gary Player.
Yeah. That's it.
Gary Player, I can see that.
Yeah. I should have known that. Player.
I can remember the fish one. I remember it was a player.
Rob, you want to take a quick break here, brother? We'll be back. We'll be back on the Sports Blizzard right after this. All right, we're back on the Sports Blizzard. Once again, I'm going to go over our sponsors real quick. Not a big explanation. Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, Bucks County Baseball, CO.com, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and our good friend Mike McVeigh up there. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, River Deck, Head House off of South Street, Rittenhouse and University City. Delilah's, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus in Manayunk, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club. And, of course, all of our friends over at City Fitness, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. All right, everybody, time for a little secret. Time for a little secret to the success and what you do. All right, for those who don't know how to play fantasy golf, it's the same as just about anything else. You have a certain amount of dollars that you spend or have to spend, $50,000 with DraftKings. And obviously they weigh players based on, you know, certain amounts. Rory McIlroy, who's killing it this year, is the highest priced player. He's at $11,600. Basically what you're looking for, it's no different, okay? It's no different than anything else in any other fantasy. But what you want to try and do, and this is what has always worked for me, I have won six DraftKings tournaments in the last 2.5 years. None of them are the huge money contests, but $50 and $100 contests, not double ups, but the actual contests. So I've won as much as $2,500 in one tournament.
Sweet.
Out of 140 people. And it's fun. It's a blast. As a matter of fact, in the Masters 2 years ago, had Justin Rose come and beat Sergio, which he was pushing come 15th, I had an opportunity to win the $1 million prize.
Ooh,
I wound up in 75th place. I got as high as 75th, and that was at a 36,000 people.
That's pretty good.
And then it fell off, but I still won, on a $20 bet, like $900 or something like that.
Can't beat that.
No, no, you can't. But, you know, it's staring you in the face and you see it go the wrong way. And as much as I've always wanted to see Sergio get his jacket, right. I'm like, yo, fucking crap out again, dude. Let's go. Yeah. You know, your wife's too hot anyway. You know, you've had enough luck, motherfucker.
A quick question. Which players do you want to because I know growing up, when you see certain players and you start to like them, you want to see them win the title.
I will tell you
the green jacket. That's what
I want to tell you at first how I pick my players.
Okay.
All right. I want to pick three marquee players and find three hidden gems.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Most people will try to hover in the middle. And try to get, because what you need to do is you need to have six players make the cut. All right. You need to get to Friday.
Right.
Because then they keep going. And, you know, you'll win your double ups if you have six people in. You usually win some tournament money. That's what you have to do. So what you're trying to find is you're trying to find those players that you're going to pay top dollar for, but only three of them.
Right.
And then you have to mix that with the players you're going to pay bottom dollar for. Okay. Now, right off the bat. Okay, for every team that I'm going to play in DraftKings for the Masters, I'm taking Rory McIlroy first. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't looked at this. I haven't been able to play one DraftKings tournament because I've been living in Costa Rica for 3 months. You can't play from down there.
Okay.
They look at where you're playing from or where you're sending your signal from, and they say, nope, sorry, motherfucker, you got to come back over the States. So I'm going to tell you, I'm doing my lineup right now, and this is going to be Team 1, and I'm going to tell you kind of, I don't know if it's going to work. And I'm going to work around it as it does.
Okay.
All right. In your to answer your question, the guys that I look for are the Patrick Reeds of the world.
Okay.
The motherfuckers that step up when the pressure is on.
Right.
And in the Ryder Cup tournament against Rory McIlroy, Patrick Reed had one of the greatest fucking matches of all time. It will go down as one of the greatest matches in history. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to watch that, I have it on fucking
DVD.
DVD. No, on
DVR.
DVR. So, okay. Excuse me. So it was in Minnesota. Minnesota was the Ryder Cup 2 years ago, and head to head was Reed and McIlroy, and you know, obviously United States and Patrick Reed is getting all the fucking all the props and all the cheers. So Rory drains this like 50-foot fucking snake, and you know. You don't see a lot of emotion from golfers, but you do in the Ryder Cup, which is why it's so fucking fun to watch. All right. And you see him drain the snake and he starts screaming, yeah, you know, like, yeah, 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 da 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 da. You're like giving it back to the crowd, right? Patrick Reed's got about a 30 footer to half the hole to tie him, right? What does he do? Boom, right in the back of the cup, and he looks at Rory, and he goes like this. Gives him a fucking Dikembe, and we should have that. We should have had that sound bite ready. No, no, no. Right? It's so fucking great, man. I'll get it up, and I'll play it. But anyway, so I like the Patrick Reeds. The Patrick Reeds are going to be the guys that are going to cost you about $9,000. Your top-end players in DraftKings are going to cost you $11,500. Mm-hmm. Your value players are going to be $72,000, $74,000. If you can find one under seven, you're fucking killing it. And I already have that one in mind. And it's Siwoo Kim. Mm. So my first two players on my team one are going to be Rory McIlroy. All right. Then I'm going to go to player search and go to Kim. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to find out that Siwoo Kim, who's made 10 out of 13 cuts, which is a great fucking percentage. And I think he played pretty well last week. I don't know if he won the tournament
at
the Valero Texas Open, but he was in the fucking hunt.
Yeah, I was
saying that. Hold on. Round of even par 72 on Sunday to finish in a tie for fourth.
Yeah.
But through 3 days, he was
making a cut.
Top of the leader. No, he was top of the leaderboard. Okay. And I this is the guy that won the Players 2 years ago and then had to go be Army in Korea.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's how it works. So I'm taking Siwoo Kim, all right? And right now I look, and I'm right where I want to be because your average player salary on DraftKings for six people with $50,000 is $8,333.33. Mm. I just got the best player on tour at 11.6. and Siwoo Kim, which I think is a tremendous value at 6,700. Right now, my average remaining player salary is just under 8,000, so I'm doing well. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to look and I'm going to think of past Masters champions.
Right.
I'm going to look for people like Sergio Garcia. All right. Sergio Garcia has made 8 out of 8 cuts this year, has won the Masters 2 years ago, is only $7,700 right now.
Nice.
Guess who's on my first team? Sergio Garcia. Yeah. Monkey's off his back. There's no pressure. And he's made 7 out of 7 cuts this year.
Right.
Next person I'm looking for is last year's Masters champion, Patrick Reed. Hmm. 11 out of 12 cuts this year, won the Masters last year, and is only $8,000.
Sound like a winner.
All right.
Yep.
So right now, I have two Masters champions, the best player on tour, and the guy that was killing it until he had to go spend 2 years in the Army for Korea.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, all right, cool. I have to find that one more value player on the bottom of the list. Now, I don't know who that is yet. All right. I don't know who that is yet, so I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom. And I'm going to get into the 6,700 range, and I'm going to look for players who are making cuts.
Yeah.
All right? Eric Grillo. Not Eric Grillo. Emilio Grillo.
This is just for the Masters, correct?
This is just for the Masters.
I do have a stat for the Masters when you have a minute that I pulled up.
You know who I'm going to take? I'm going to look, and I'm going to see that Martin Keimer from Germany. Keimer closed with 270 on Sunday. Valero to finish 500 and tied for 42nd. Doesn't matter. All four rounds under par. All I'm looking for is this guy to make the cut.
Right.
To make the cut. And at $6,800, I am $1,200 under the average salary necessary. So I'm taking Keimer. He's made 7 out of 8 cuts so far this year. All right. Looking good. Playing well. The Texas Open at the Valero, that's a long course. It's not easy to play. So I'm taking Keimer. Now I see I have $9,200 left to spend.
Okay.
I'm going to the top of the list and I'm scrolling down and I'm going to find it, but I'm not. I'm not just going to take the player that DraftKings says is worth $9,200.
Right.
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to see who's playing. I'm going to see who's playing well, and I'm going to try to figure it out from there. If I don't spend $700 or $800 on that player, I couldn't give a fuck. All right. If I have $700 or $800 left in my, I don't care. Okay. I want the right player. I don't give a shit about the player that's going to even me out. Oh, yay, I spent all $50,000. All right. $9,200. And I already know what I want because this guy has been playing lights out. Motherfucking Tommy Fleetwood from England. All right. And Fleetwood was knocked out of the Dell Technologies match play a little while back. Is that what he meant? I'm going to look at that for a second. I think I want Tommy Fleetwood, but I'm going to also look. I'm not going to look at Jason Day. Jason Day has come up short in a lot of pressure matches as of late. I could take Jordan Spieth at 8,900. Now, Spieth closing in to the 30th place of Valero. Spieth looking at Solomon with a carding pair of 4. All right. Spieth has had a lot of blow up rounds this year.
I only got one thing to say about Spieth. He's a Cowboys fan.
Well, then he's not being taken. You know who I'm going to take? And I'm going to go with exactly what I said. I'm going to have $500 left, and I'm going to go with Hideki Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. He's had 10 out of 10 cuts made.
Yep.
All right. Solid form heading into the first major of the year. Has posted top 25 finishes in 6 of his last 7 starts. He always plays this tournament well. He'll make the cut. He always has a chance to win, and he just made up my first team.
You didn't mention the one guy.
Who? Tiger Woods?
Nope. He wants me to say Dustin Johnson.
No, I was going to say Tiger Woods. I'm going by William Hill. According to the 3 biggest sports book, he's got the 4th best odds at 14-1. Also, the biggest bet that just came in, $85,000 in Vegas for Tiger to come and win it. So he's 14-1. They're telling me that's one of the best bets to win the whole thing.
Well, this is what we're going to do. I have 3 teams to put in. All right. So What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go with the same players in each.
Okay.
No, I'm going to take my bargain players, okay, like Siwoo Kim.
Right.
100% Kim is the first guy on my list for second team.
I thought you'd like my golf knowledge there. I know nothing about golf. I dropped that.
Well, hold on a second. Now we're going to have some fun. Now we're going to have some fun with the guy that I think is poised to win everything. That's fucking Spain's John Rahm. Mm-hmm. All right, this guy is a beast. Made 10 out of 10 cuts already this year, and he's a $10,000 player.
What's his name again?
John Rahm.
Not Ram, Rahm.
Rahm.
R-A-H-M. Okay.
Oh, he's from Spain.
Yeah.
I thought that was a sexy.
Went to Arizona State.
Sexy pack of noodles first. Smack Ramen.
Now, Rahm comes in at 10,000.
Right.
He's a high-priced player. All right. But with my Siwoo Kim and him, my average player remaining salary is still over $8,300. I'm right on average. I do want to look at Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
100%. Tiger's a player. Tiger Woods comes in at 10-5.
Damn.
I think that's just for the name.
Ooh.
Is that price
no.
up?
Yeah, they know no, it's not that. For the name. Now, ooh. What you have to do in order to make that happen. Now, I feel confident about Siwoo Kim.
Uh-huh.
But I'm only going to be confident about one player.
Right.
Because I'm not going to double up on two.
Right.
So I got to go down to the bottom of the list again. Mm. I'm going to start from Keimer and work my way up.
Okay.
All right. I look at players like Charles Howell, all right, the third. Interesting.
Charles Howell, the third.
Howell is having one of the best seasons of his career with four top tens and nine top 25s and 13 starts. Now, that's interesting, but he hasn't played in the Masters since 2012.
Mm, that's a long way off.
That is, but it's not a matter of the course. It's how you're playing. Everybody knows how to play the course.
Okay.
And if your shots are on, Charles Howell has won me tournaments before. I would feel remiss if I did not give him this chance. So I'm going to look at him right now as a $7,000 player, and he's my third. All right? Made 11 of 12 cuts. I like that. Now, here's another one that nobody thinks about. Billy Horschel. He's not missed a cut. Interesting. He didn't make the cut at the Texas Open, so I'm going to walk away from him. Right now, I'm at 87.66. I want to get one more player in that bottom rung. All right, and I don't know who that player is yet. Cabrero Bello. This guy's interesting. Sometimes he does really well. Sometimes he's fucking terrible. The Spaniard's posted 10 top 25 finishes in his last 13 starts. There's the answer to that question. So Rafael Cabrero Bello is my fourth player. Now I just jump my player average up to $9,400, which means I can take a $10,500 Tiger Woods.
Okay.
And I am left with my 8,300. Guess who's 8,300 and the only one on the board?
Kim.
Phil Mickelson. Who this kid will not be taking. However, the gentleman right underneath him at 8,200, which has played better and better every year for the last 4 years, Tony Finau at 8,200. And he will compliment my last team, or my second team. So there we go. Now, what we're going to do, I have one more Maverick entry on a big boy tournament. We are going to put in a team as a radio show.
All right.
Very good.
So, I'm going to start reading off names.
Okay.
All right. I say we don't go with anybody that we've had.
Right.
Already.
Okay.
And You guys tell me what you think. Well, hold on. You have a little bit of knowledge, so tell me who you want first.
I just said I'm going by William Hill. I'm just saying Tiger at 14-1. He's the fourth best betting odds.
So Tiger is our first player. That just dropped us down to 7,900. We got to pick up a lower tier. So I'm going to go with and suggest.
Chichi Rodriguez available?
Chichi.
My dad's favorite golfer.
Isn't he old?
He is. I was kidding. Can we get anybody in the senior open? Happy Gilmore available?
Always.
Went straight shooter down McGavern. The middle. Shooter. Can we go to Sizzler after this?
Keegan Bradley at 7,000. Keegan is the from the United States. He's made 11 out of 12 cuts.
That's pretty good.
We like that. Yeah. I think Keegan Bradley's a good pick right there. That gets us right back to our average about 81.25. Okay. Let's do this right now. Let's pick up another lower-tier player while we're here at the bottom. Matt Wallace. Never played. Nope, not doing it.
No.
I like Schwartzel, but he's only made 5 out of 12 cuts. No. Webb Simpson. Always like Webb Simpson. 8th consecutive season, has only missed one cut in 9 starts this season with 5 top 25s, and Webb Simpson comes in at 7,400. He's done.
Yes, Webb.
I'm going to take one more lower-tier player, Gary Woodland. He's made 12 out of 13 cuts this year. 7th time in a row he's playing. Started off on fire with top 10s in 6 of his first 8 starts.
Sweet. Yeah.
And he comes in at 7,500. So now with Gary Woodland on, we have some wiggle room. We can go with another top-tier player.
What top-tier player are you going to think about?
Got to go with the guy that everybody loves, and I think so. DJ, Dustin Johnson. Or Justin Rose. Or Justin Thomas. Or Ricky Fowler. Or Brooks Koepka. Or Bryson DeChambeau.
Ricky Fowler.
You want to go with Ricky?
Yeah.
Ricky comes in at 9,700. This gives us a little room to play. Still have 7,900, so we're not going to the bottom of the barrel here. And with that, we have one player at $7,900 who has made all 10 cuts this year and is a consistent threat to win every tournament in Matt Kuchar.
Oh, cool. The Cooch.
You're just waiting to say that. The Cooch.
The Cooch.
The Cooch.
The Cooch.
The Cooch will get you.
So that's our team, boys.
Nice.
Top prize on this tournament is $5,000.
Okay.
We'll split it evenly when we win.
Cool.
And, Rob, I think we should take a quick one-song break because everybody's bored out of their fucking minds right now. We're going to do a shot, get a beer, and then we're going to come back, talk Phillies and Eagles, and wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Good with everybody?
Sounds awesome.
All right. All right, we're back on the final segment of the Sports Blizzard here. We're not going to take up too much more of your time. We're going to talk Phillies and Eagles after everybody wins a shitload of money based on my DraftKings picks this week.
All right.
Boys, again, I'm not paying much attention. Phillies are 7-3. How's the pitching look? How does the lineup look? Rob, go.
Lineup's phenomenal. It's the best lineup in baseball.
Okay.
Cesar Hernandez should not be playing. My boy Scott Kingery should
be
playing.
I have been saying that for fucking 2 years. By
Hollis hates him.
Well, hold on.
We text back and forth now.
Hold on, sir. Hold on. I will let you know that Scott Kingery last year was taking up the joint, and I felt like he should have went down to get his mojo back. And since he's been back up, I let you know that he's been doing good. I met with him, and I asked him what did I say. I told him to go back to basics because you didn't get sent down, and everybody thought he was the golden child. That's why every time when a player was ranting, they would call his name out because he's the golden child. So, but seeing Cesar Hernandez play, we don't need that shit in our lineup. And Cesar Hernandez is good defensively, but you're batting 150. Come on,
Demolition Man with his bleach blonde hair now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cesar by August is gassed.
Yeah,
he doesn't come to play in shape. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to be able to have any longevity whatsoever. Actually, what normally happens is he starts on fire and then completely falls off. But here, okay, so, yes, Cesar, no, Kingery all day long. But here's the question. Rob, I know you're a baseball guy. When's your season start, by the way?
May 13th.
May 13th. And when are we going? Sundays? After
Sundays.
That? Okay. Yeah, Sundays. All right. Everybody good for Sunday afternoons?
Yeah. Going where?
The show coming, well, Rob's show.
My
anyway.
Show's on Sundays.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll be around.
Yeah, all right. Might as well, right?
It depends on what time. What time?
Well, we usually do it like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. What is that fucking noise?
That's the outside.
Popo.
That's a
all right.
Fire.
They,
fire
alarm. They heard I came back? Son of a bitch. All right. So my hatred for Odubel Herrera is astonishing.
Yeah. Pray Roman Quinn's killing it on his rehab assignments. Hopefully he takes a spot.
But here's the other part that shocks me. Okay, he does not play with any intelligence whatsoever. He's going to come up to the, well, I mean, a side effect. Okay, so here we go. The game that I did fucking watch.
Right.
Okay? I watched Odubel Herrera run right into fucking Bryce Harper while Bryce Harper was calling him off on a catch against the wall. Right. And I'm like, you fucking cunt.
Can't get right.
You are not only terrible, but you're going to cost us our $330 million player. Because you're going to run right into his fucking knee when he's calling you off. But aside that.
Right.
There might be more than one question in this. So twofold.
Okay.
Possibly. Can't we put McCutchen back in center field? B, why is Nick Williams not getting more playing time over Herrera? And C, am I the only motherfucking fool that sees this? And am I a fool for even talking about it or presenting it? Is Nick Williams that? Why does Nick Williams not get more playing time over Odubel Herrera?
Herrera's got more. I'm telling you what Gabe thinks.
Okay, please.
Herrera's got more power. Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing.
Don't we have enough in the lineup at this point?
I'm just telling you what he's probably thinking.
Can I give you one of the reasons why? Well, last year, Nick Williams, when Gabe first got here, Nick Williams felt like he should be playing more. Kind of spoke up about it. When you do that, you kind of fall on the coach's watch call list. But for all the crap that Odubel does, you have to realize that when you play, you should know this, that when you play center field, you have every ball. So he's getting better with what you're talking about letting other guys play too. Because remember the past few years, we had Reese over here, who was a fucking train wreck and left. And we had Nick, so he didn't really have to go over there that much, but he had the center fielder covers a lot. And I love him as a fielder, but sometimes he can't
you
get right.
You love him as a fielder?
He can't get right.
He takes the worst path to a ball.
Does he catch
a blind
it? Does,
person.
Does he catch it?
He's screwed up a lot.
Does he catch it?
Okay, 80% of the time.
He is a screw up. He is a screw up.
I want him off. The
oh
team.
My God,
he's a screw up.
It's the white guys versus the black guys.
No, he's a screw up.
We're putting a fucking tape down the middle of the studio.
No,
Herrera does have blind highlights.
Yeah, he is a screw up.
So technically, he's blind.
Hold on a second. I have blind highlights.
Exactly.
Wait, you see that? What is up with the two of you?
No.
No, hold on.
Okay.
The two of you with your look. Ready?
Yeah.
Both of you have it.
Wait, I'm just saying you do have the blind highlights, but go ahead.
You missed the nickname while you were gone. What do you guys call me?
White Rob. This is White Rob.
Because we talked about when Neverland came out, Michael Jackson. They told me Michael Jackson's innocent. OJ's innocent.
No, you did.
Yes, you did. You guys went off on me.
Here we go. Hold on. Let's roll it back.
I'm going to give you the distinct conversation.
The plan for it is, I just said.
Finding Valivas?
No. Basically, I said, how are you going to take the word of two guys who pretty much were riding the coattail of Michael Jackson, and then when the money pit dries up, they go back and change their story because they testified for Michael Jackson. It don't matter. If you change this, twice they changed the story. And before the thing came out, who was one of them hanging with? Who was one of them hanging with? They was hanging with Michael Jackson's daughter.
I got a quick question.
And then when the money pit dried up, You gonna take the word? Oh, go ahead. Quick question.
Watch this in the OJ trial. Who really killed the people, Pops? It's not OJ. Who'd you say it was?
His son.
Everybody knows that.
What?
His son.
Everybody knows that.
You never heard about that?
You never heard about that, homie? Now I do know.
Please, if I ever get fucking arrested for something, I do not want this jury of my peers.
We spent an hour and a half on this. I just decided that. That's all. We can move on.
Well, there's a lot of coincidence in the whole.
We're moving on. I'm administering control, and nobody's talking over me right now.
I do have one thing though. If you want to play golf with the Jews, I still know.
No. That's an entire Family Guy episode. And
exactly.
No.
No, but I do.
What's that? Oh, you got to get okay.
They're all here.
So they're all here.
Great.
Great. Can't wait to see all the regular people in my lobby wondering why all these whores are there. No. Get down there. All right. Pops. Hollis.
Okay.
Moving on from the Phillies. Good to see that they're playing well.
Right.
Well, actually, last night.
We're moving on.
Moving on.
Pops.
Moving on.
Moving on.
I don't call them well, but okay.
Football. Talk
to
me.
Football. I like the running back selection.
Weren't we nervous about him when that playoff game was coming around? But he didn't. He did hurt us.
Well, he didn't because because they were high on the kid Cohen and they kept putting the kid Cohen up, and they're high on him because
they had a two-headed monster.
Yeah, two-headed monster. But that was one of the guys we worried about because he puts you in the mindset of a young, taller Sproles, and he hits the hole like nobody's business.
Now Howard's young.
Yeah, I was young. Yeah. He's 24.
He's only
24.
Good to his fourth year.
Has this pretty much? Okay, with this move.
Right.
All right. And our current running back situation. Who just received their walking papers?
I would say Smallwood.
Smallwood.
Now, that's fucked up because Smallwood had some – well, no, hold on. Okay? Smallwood was your fucking workhorse last year.
Yeah, a little bit. About Smallwood
– What did Smallwood average last year? Let's find that out.
He did pretty good, but my thing with him is he's always injured. It's always something like small.
He played the entire season while everybody else was out.
It's about damn time.
And he's like one of those guys that hit or miss. Where he's like, but he's the one that they're so like
4.2 average last year.
I know, but what I was going to say was he's the one that the coaches were high
87 rushing attempts for 364 yards, two touchdowns.
That's 4 games. Come on, man. Stop. That's 4 games. That's four games.
But it was the 4 games at the end of the season.
Okay.
All right. Let's assume. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Besides Smallwood,
right.
Who is nothing, let's assume, but a practice squad player.
Josh Adams. He fumbled too much.
Josh Adams. He was never going to be that player.
Well, he had a chance, but when he remember.
All right. You're still talking about the bottom of the round.
No.
Are we gonna lose any of the three? Is it Jai getting his walking papers because he's not healthy?
He's not signed.
He's not signed with them. He's gone anyway.
He's gone.
Yeah.
All right. Sproles.
Sproles will let you know next month.
Next month. Yeah. Clement.
He's coming back.
All right.
Do we
still have high hopes for Clement?
Yes, we do.
Why not?
Because I had massive high hopes for this kid,
right.
Especially coming out of his performance in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that entire season. And last year, I don't know if it was nagging hamstring or whatever the fuck it was, but he was not the same player at all. Didn't have the fucking the drive.
You have to look at it in twofold. The reason I say twofold is because when Nick Foles was in the game, they ran the ball.
You mean we have to look at it twofold?
Yeah, twofold. And when Carson Wentz was in the game, of course, they passed the ball a lot more.
Well, it doesn't matter. When you get the ball, if you have the opportunity, you got to fucking hit it.
It does matter.
And if you're only getting the ball that much, right. I know, you know what? I don't buy, I do and I don't.
Right.
Sometimes I buy into this concept of a running back needing 15 to 20 carries before he picks up. No, if you're getting 5 or 6, man, this is Corey Buckhalter.
Yeah. Corral.
What I said, Corey?
Corey.
Corral. Corral Buckhalter.
Correct.
This is fresh legs, baby.
Yeah.
Averaging 5.5 yards a carry because you're only getting the ball 5 or 6 times.
It's one of those things
that
where
sounds like Smallwood.
No, but it's but one of those things. It's one of those things where
it's only four games, baby.
Yep.
But it's one of those things, though, where as a player,
you just
you must
reminded me
be ready.
Of Red Fox in Harlem Nights. When he puts on the glasses.
Puts on the glasses.
Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
Benny Snake Eyes Wilson?
Yeah.
That's my guy.
He said,
I just got Benny Snake Eyes Wilson. I pulled that out of my ass.
When he came back to the table, he said, and everybody was laughing.
Oh, my God, you're a brunette. What's up, you crazy bitch?
God. She's a brunette.
Come here, give me a hug. It's nice to see you.
Where have you been? You didn't invite me, turd.
Oh, my God, I totally did. Look at your fucking text messages, you idiot.
Ooh.
Yeah, try. Go ahead. Hello, sweetheart. Hold on. All right, so anybody? All right, Clement's still in. Ajayi's gone. Well, let's Sproles will let us know.
Yeah, Sproles will let us know. We probably
Rob.
I feel like we need a middle linebacker. And we need to.
Get back in here and finish the show.
We need a middle linebacker.
No, we're going to be 60 more seconds.
Yeah, 60 more seconds. We need a middle linebacker, shoot up the defense and offensive line. What you got, Pops?
I need a couple of cornerbacks.
Yeah, that's it.
More than anything else, a couple
Darby's still with us.
Yeah, but what do you think?
I still need a couple of
cornerbacks. Yeah, but what do you think of that deal?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
The deal was they gave $8 million for up front for 1 year coming off an injury.
All right, I'm good with that.
Nah.
What, you wanted to hold on to him?
Not $8 million, though.
I don't know.
That was a high number.
You know what? I'm not going to question anything that Howie does at this point, especially with money.
He's not going to lie.
He's got us where we need to be. I'm not.
Yeah, because they're not spending a lot on Sidney Jones as of yet.
Sidney.
Sidney stinks.
What movie?
Sidney.
White man can't jump.
Thank you. Here we go. Now we're getting it.
Yeah, I think the backwards hat helped me out a little bit.
Sidney.
All right.
Yeah, but cornerbacks, probably offensive line, quiet as kept. They're not really talking a lot about that, but, you know, Barrett Brooks.
Barrett's Achilles?
Not Brandon Brooks.
Brandon Brooks.
Yeah. Sorry, Brandon Brooks.
He's coming off.
He probably won't be available to like, October.
He said he'll be back for the start of the season. That's what he said.
Okay. Because he's a big dog, they're going to put him on PUP. Because this is one of those times you have to protect the player from the player. Because it's one of those things where, like, you're going to feel like you need to be back, but everybody's going to – you're going to need that extra little bit of time to get you there.
Yeah, and then also Peters, he might, you know, I mean, even though he redid his deal or whatever, you still have to groom for the future behind him.
The kid out of Ole Miss at offensive tackle.
I'm thinking about a rugby player out of New Zealand. Or
well, no, you draft a kid out of you.
Jordan?
Malata. He can
Jordan
sing Malata. Too, baby.
Yeah, he can sing. He's
woo! Let's do it. Yeah. Well, let's sing our way out of this show right now. Hey, everybody, for the episode 25, appreciate you guys letting me come back and run this shit. One more time, Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, Bucks County Baseball, David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, all the Kavanaugh's restaurants, Delilah's, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou Cactus, Manioc Sport and Social, and all City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. For Hollis, Pops, Rob, myself, and Diaz.
Sorry to have it set up.
BTP, bitches.
We will see you next week.